Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Dave Collins, who is the founder and CEO of Oak and Reeds. Dave, can you believe it? For 19 years now here at New Leaf, we've focused on our core purpose of just simply helping people in organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your recommended best practices to help people in organizations be their best. But please do start there by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Dave, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here to chat a little bit about Oak and Reeds, which is the business I founded 10 years ago by merging the two halves of my expertise. I spent the first part of my career as a change management consultant, helping organizations adapt to new workplace environments. We quite literally would design offices based on how organizations communicated and then come back once they were built and help them adapt to working in these new open, more communicative, more technology-focused workspaces. The other half of my background is that I'm an improviser. So I've been coaching and performing improv comedy for 20 years. And I started Oak and Reeds basically to combine those two halves of my expertise to help leaders and managers and individuals think on their feet, communicate better under uncertainty, and overall just create better leadership outcomes. And I've really figured out that there are five things that organizations can do to be more adaptable, to develop authentic communication skills, and ultimately create more psychological safety. And that's the first thing. It's using the tools of yes and to help people acknowledge and build off of each other's ideas more effectively, more seamlessly, and also leaders demonstrating vulnerability. They can create psychological safety by not over punishing people when they make good natured mistakes trying something new. This is the secret sauce to innovation. When you allow people a little bit of messiness, you allow those ideas to flourish. And that's really what I'd love to teach, overcoming the fear of failure. That helps build those test and learn cultures. The other thing, second thing, is authentic communication. Understanding your own unique point of view and not feeling like you have to put a mask on when you show up to work or you show up to your Zoom call. And a lot of that is just asking people what it is they know about themselves, right? We can talk about authentic storytelling. How do you use personal examples that only you experienced as a way to make your points rather than just seven bullet points on a PowerPoint, right? That is both more interesting, and all the research in the world shows that storytelling is a really effective way to help people remember what you're trying to say. The third thing is adaptability. That's where improv really comes in. Understanding how change affects individuals and teams, understanding the emotional challenges that change brings, how that looks different in different personality styles. That's what I mean by adaptability. The joke I always say is how to make it okay to feel your feelings at work and not make it super disruptive, but also support people. So building that adaptability through change as a core skill that lives at all levels. I love teaching that. The fourth thing is values. Again, back to storytelling. How do we show what our mission statement actually looks like on a daily basis rather than just putting it up on posters in our conference rooms? How do we hire people and build teams and reward people and promote people based on how well they live our values and not just give lip service to it? And that takes a lot of conversation. It takes a lot of great feedback skills. It takes a lot of great coaching skills. There are a lot of tactical skills that go into values-driven leadership. And the last thing that I love to do is practice, right? It's one thing to talk about training, to send people to a course, to do an online class, but practice is how we actually get better at these things. Creating workshop environments that are practice-focused, allow people to test skills in safe environments, especially managers, especially new managers who might be a little nervous about trying these out in a one-on-one or trying these new tools out in front of senior leadership, creating cohorts of people at the same level who can support each other and practice and coach each other. that is really where you actually can make a change, actually build skills. So overall, these are the five things I've found that really help cultures create an environment where people can do their best work.
Right. Dave, thanks ever so much for that clear and concise, really practical suggestions around people's greatest contribution in the workplace. And everything you said there, I could kind of build up pictures in my mind of where I've seen that in others, good and bad. And I've seen that in myself, good and bad as well. So it's really good reminder of just excellent principles, really. If I could, just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free for subscribers. Dave, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Absolutely.
It's so good to see you, and thank you so much for taking a few minutes with our audience.
Absolutely. Thanks for inviting me.
Cheers, Dave.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.